be like.
It's an interesting point. Many women will tell you that their worst time of the week is Friday night. That they enter Friday night crying. That they're so tired and working so hard. And anything their husband does isn't good. And then they come to the Friday night to the Shabbos table and they're totally wiped. And they're after 30 fights with their husband. And he doesn't apologize. And even if he buys flowers, he doesn't cut them and put them in a vase. And if he cuts them and puts them in the vase, he leaves the pieces that he cut all over the counter. So they walk into Shabbos and they're not happy. Shabbos is not that ideal Shabbos they keep dreaming of. Now, if you're fortunate, then you know that even by the giants of Israel, their Shabbos was a wreck. The kids were running around and yelling, and this one, that one was pulling the other one's hair, and this one was like, yeah, yeah, okay. So you realize that's normal family life. But if you don't realize that, then you feel like you're a complete failure. You think a Shabbos table should look like all those families I saw where the youngest one was 9-year-old and setting the table. You don't realize, yeah, that's when the youngest one was 9-year-old, not when the oldest one was 9 years old. And then you feel like you're a failure. You work so hard and you still don't have that beautiful Shabbos table you're dreaming of. Wait, give yourself 15 years. You'll get there too. Yeah.
Well, I noticed there are two kinds of, like, disobedience, like, or rebelliousness, or, like, whatever you want to call it, like, balagan. One is, like, a balagan that's, like, kind of harmless. Like, the kids are, like, running around and they're, like, Baruch Hashem, they're energetic, right? That, like, I wouldn't feel like a failure in that case. I'd feel like a failure if they were, like, let's say, 8 years old, and you know, already coming home, you know, swearing and talking about movies that they shouldn't see, which I've been witness to. You know, if they're like running around, like I've actually noticed, like the bigot tzaddikim, they let their children have a little bit of room for running around, getting hurt, like you know, and being a parent is part of, like, you know, not necessarily like controlling every aspect, but maybe like letting them get hurt a little bit, like running a little bit, playing a little bit, because that's like an acceptable kind of balagan, maybe, as opposed to coming home and being affected like morally, like, yeah, I put on tefillin, but like nobody's talking to me about, like, you know, why, so I'm running around, like, you know, like, you know, I notice you kids are like that, like jaded already, you know.
Yeah.
I have a question, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Regarding the, I guess,